As the world watched, a small band of terrorists killed scores in Mumbai last November. Although India has often suffered from political violence, this attack, aimed largely at travellers and foreigners, was a new horror. The globally televised attack, coming during an international economic slump, contributed to an 8% fall in tourist arrivals this year. In Thailand, tens of thousands of anti-government protesters laid siege to Bangkok's airports late last year, essentially trapping more than 350,000 travellers in the country for a week. Before that shock had worn off, a few months later, another group of protesters led violent riots in Bangkok. The two incidents, added to the damage from the world economy, cut tourist arrivals to Thailand by 20% in the first 6 months of 2009. Ponsari Manahan is the chairwoman of the Pacific Asia Travel Association. She says many tourists still worry that Thailand's political tensions could spoil their visits.
When people saw any demonstration like that, they associate with the closing of the airport. Even we don't close, but they look like if it's demonstration, they might, then that's why they are afraid.
Tourism is important to the Asia-Pacific region. In Southeast Asia, it contributes over 3% to economic output. In some parts of the region, tourism accounts for 10% of employment. In the Pacific Island nations of Fiji and Vanuatu, the figure is over 30%. But as India and Thailand have seen, violence and instability quickly scare away visitors. Recovery comes, but usually more slowly than after natural disasters. John Koldowski is Pata's communications director.
Well, what we've seen in many cases is where there is some sort of intervention effect, if it's been natural or through no fault of anybody, the rebound's been very, very quick. It's very much a sharp down followed by a sharp up. Where there is intent to cause harm, as in the case of, say, a terrorist attack, and where there's a long history of such attacks occurring in that destination or nearby destination, it takes a little longer to come back.
But with the right government and industry responses, visitors will return. For instance, in October 2002, bombs set off by Islamic militants on the island of Bali killed more than 200 people, most of them foreigners. The island, one of the world's most famous tourist destinations, saw arrivals fall by 36% in 2003. Koldowski said the first bombings shocked the tourism industry.
Bali is a classic case there, where it actually took some time, because it had never occurred there before, but it was so dramatic and affected specifically Western tourists.
But the Indonesian government cracked down on terrorists and boosted security, and tourism industry professionals worked hard to woo back visitors. When another attack 3 years later left 20 people dead, Pata reported that tourist arrivals were little affected. And twin bombings at international hotels in Jakarta last July are expected to do little damage to tourism. In South Asia, Sri Lanka and Nepal hope the end of long-running conflicts will entice more visitors. Sri Lankan officials say the end of a civil war earlier this year brought a surge of interest from foreign investors and hotel operators. Dilip Mudadeniya, Sri Lankan Tourism Promotion Bureau Managing Director, says there are opportunities for tourism, particularly in areas long closed off by the war.
North and East, which was not actually taken any kind of development for the last 20 years, those are virgin beaches, lands, monuments, which is available, and the people who wants to come and exploit something or look at something totally undiscovered area, we are going on the line which is undiscovered, unspoiled, and an island of with a lot of authenticity, which we can offer.
In Nepal, political agreements have ended a Maoist insurgency that lasted more than a decade. The Minister for Tourism and Civil Aviation, Sharit Singh Bhandari, says Nepal's transition from conflict to peace is in itself a tourism draw.
Now we are going to form a new Nepal. So giving the message for the new Nepal and inviting the people to see not only, I mean, select the prospect of the tourism itself, but even the process of the transformation of the political system from bullet to ballot that was very successfully done by the Nepalese itself.
Industry analysts say tourism in Asia is likely to expand rapidly over the next few years. But the key, they say, is that governments find ways to prevent political violence and act quickly to calm fears when it does happen. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.